Hi. So I figured I would go ahead and get started on my Q&A audio. I didn't get too many questions this time around, but if there's enough of a demand, the door is open for this to be, like a regular thing, maybe. Okay, so the majority of these are from Blue Fox 109, so I'll go ahead and get started. How did you discover GWA and why did you start recording instead of just listening? Whew. I think I'd be incriminating myself if I said how I discovered, but it was years ago. Like, I'm almost 22. I will be 22 on the 18th of this month, actually. I discovered it in high school. I was maybe 16, 17. And why did I start recording instead of just listening? Boredom, honestly. I don't know if I have too in-depth of an answer. How has a pandemic changed you? It affected how often I saw my family. That's a really good question. It made job hunting much more difficult. Like, I've had a couple of jobs since the pandemic, but yeah, I did a lot of moving around too. I'm trying to make this more interesting. Sorry. How tall are you? I'm 5'9". And do you wish you were taller or shorter? It's a fantasy of mine to be shorter. Like, I'm so fucking lanky. It's embarrassing. Have your kinks and other aspects of your sexuality changed since finding GWA? That's a really good question. I think it inspired my love for wet noises, to be honest. Does anyone IRL know of your recording audios? No, they don't. I haven't told anyone. What are some of your hobbies? I play a lot of video games. I skate. I listen to a lot of music. I love like pop punk, metalcore. You could call me emo, I guess, or whatever. Imagine being emo in 22. Anyways, yeah. Skate, listen to music. My favorite video game is Kingdom Hearts. And I play bass, but I'm shit at it. Literally, I got my bass at 15 and I can barely play anything. If you woke up tomorrow with the power of invisibility, where would you go and what would you do to take advantage of it? Power of invisibility. Honestly, the Scorpio side of me wants to know like what people say about me when I'm not around. That's so like cliche. The nicest compliment you've ever been given. Oh my God, I have this screenshot from a Facebook comment that I got a couple years ago, and I've never forgotten about it. It was, "You're gonna start a war over those cheekbones, Helen of Troy." It's like stuck with me ever since. What's one specifically non-sexual trait of both men and women that get your juices flowing and actually turns you on? Hands. Hands down. Pun intended, I guess. Hands, arms, a nice smile, like just pretty smile, good energy. And by good energy, I mean like confidence, like a sense of humor. If you can make me laugh, the panties are gone. Getting your toes sucked, A, yes, bring it on, B, gross. If there's a C option, it's C. Like, I'm not really into feet myself or having my toes sucked or sucking other people's toes, but like, if a partner really wanted it and they were really into it, I'd do it for them. Like, it's, I'm indifferent to it. If you could travel anywhere in the world for free, where would you go? The Greek mythology buff in me would say, like, Greece. And the name, I'm, like, having a huge brain fart moment right now. I need coffee. Temples. That's the word. The temples. I fucking love Greek myths so much. Like, I want to go to, like, the temples and the old, like, places of worship so bad. They're so fucking cool to me. What is a king turn on you have which gets the juices going, but you have no idea why? Oh my fucking god. Oh my god. I have, like, a monster kink. I'm so embarrassed about it, but, like, Venom, Baraka from Mortal Kombat, Melina. Oh my god, especially Melina. Melina was, like, one of my sexual awakenings when I was a kid. I hate it here. Okay, and the last one. Would you make a recording without having an orgasm, or is the orgasm requirement for fun? I'd do one without having an orgasm. Honestly, just turning the mic on and just feeling myself. Just being in the moment, you know, like, I don't really care about coming or not, you know, when I'm recording. It doesn't really make the experience better or worse, I guess you could say. So yeah, not really a requirement. Those are the only questions I got. But if this was interesting or not, you can bully me in the comments. Excuse me. Oh my god. You can bully me. I'm okay with that. So, yeah. Leave feedback or whatever y'all want to do. I'd really appreciate it. Talk to you guys later. Have a great rest of your week. Bye.